This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we have an off-the-rails episode with the guys from the Rad Dude cast. Check it out. It goes in so many different directions. I don't even know what to say right now, but lots of fun. You're going to enjoy. Check it out. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. Thank you.
We're
not going to have time to thank you this week. It's already off the rails. I'm very excited about my guests today. We had such a fun episode with all the OK. I brought in an OKP showcase today.
Ooh.
Woo!
The Rad Dude cast.
Love it.
Greg Stone, Brendan Ayer, yes. Anthony DeVito, they're all here.
One for the money, two for the suck.
Don't know what that means. Okay, perfect. Right off the bat, all you guys can go here. They have a podcast as well. It's kind of the Jetsons meets the Flintstones right now. Mm. We're bringing them all in. It's the Rad Dude cast. It's on iTunes. And you can go find Greg, Brendan, and Anthony on Twitter. It's all a bunch of bullshit hashtags and underscores. They have the worst. You got to search for them with comedian at the end on Google.
Can I find
any of them?
Greggy, haha.
Let me jump in here. This is Brendan. Thank you so much for having the Rad Dude cast here. And I should mention J Train's podcast, a huge integral part of the growth of the Rad Dude cast. You helped take us to the number one podcast in the world today.
Number one. It's a pleasure and an honor.
And the best place they can find all of us, just go to the @TheRadDudeCast Twitter.
Yeah, that's
easy.
The one.
And then we'll shoot out all the.
I'll promote throughout the episode.
Yeah.
Anthony, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, no problem. I love it here.
Yeah, good.
Favorite place on earth.
Okay, and Grog, it's good to have you.
I don't want
to
be here. I'm here only because my probation makes me come here.
How'd you go on probation?
I was, you know about me. I had a couple women, a couple things happened.
A lot of people. Look at Greg just making shit up off the top of his head. That was good improv.
You're not going to tell me what I can have sex with if it's alive or not. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. Well, listen, all of you guys, go find them at Rad Dude Cast. We got a wild one. We're going to get into some questions. You can send in your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I'm on Snapchat. It tickles my nuts every time you guys send me a snap of you guys listening to the podcast.
Yes.
I want to thank you. I'm JTrain56. Are you guys on Snapchat?
Yeah.
We are.
Do we want people to snap you guys?
Send me those titties.
This is Brendan. I'm at Mr. Radical on Snapchat. Greg, you got a new Snapchat,
right? Yeah, what's your
new?
I think it's just Greg F. Stone now.
Greg F.
Stone, not now.
Quite an entrepreneur. I think it's Greg F. Stone. Okay.
Yeah, I got a new one, too. Dr. Fingers 6969
was
ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, daddy.
Dr. Fingers 6969 was up. Okay, go find that.
I know we got a tight schedule here, but yes. I do like, Greg is used to the listeners of the Rad Dude cast just know nothing we say is true. And he's been in here for 2 minutes, and you have these listeners that at home going, did that guy just intimate that he fucks
dead
girls?
Bodies.
Listen,
yeah, Greg.
If you fuck a dog when it's just dead, people get upset. But if I put my dick between two steaks that have been pre-cooked, no one says anything. Why is that a thing?
America? You literally left the whole room speechless after saying, we are at 3:40 in, and that just happened. Okay, let's get into it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
I'm progressive.
Well, let's get into it. We want to get sexual. Let's get sexual. Blowjob etiquette. Blowjob etiquette. What's good, J Train and friends? Recently, I got into my first serious relationship of life. Hey, Greg, you were just talking about you're in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 43 years.
That's impossible. Okay.
Sorry. I'm too excited.
It's very exciting in
here. I love
here.
J Train. I love these two new guys.
Yeah.
Shelby and Johnny hanging out. They don't get
off
mics.
The
they
wings.
Should have mics. I love
well,
them.
Well, happy they don't.
Good looking girl.
It's 6 months in, and I really like this girl. She's an 889 face, body, personality. That's pretty high.
Sure. Seems like you like her.
Not your conventional hot. Kate Upton, more of a Zooey Deschanel. Okay, so
I hate
nerd hot. No, I get
kind
it.
Of a, you know, like, for me, not that kind of hot. It's like, yeah, she's a, looks like Jabba the Hutt, but she has a great joke. Yeah. These guys are like,
that's
the hottest thing you'll ever be with.
Yeah, she's not your conventional hot, more of a Zooey Deschanel. You know, the movie star. You know, the beautiful actress.
But she does have the 5 pounds to lose, that adds the perfect amount of junk in her trunk. Dude, I'm into that, so I'm for that. That's a body positive sentence today. Yeah.
He said she wants
5 pounds.
Women to lose weight.
So attack about 65 pounds on there, and then come talk.
Being a 22-year-old
dick,
I'm unfamiliar. Being a
Tony D.
Being a 22-year-old, I'm unfamiliar with tracking periods, pregnancy scares, and other things that come along with the life of having regular sex or regular blowjob. How do you be a gentleman while a girl has your dick in her mouth? Put on a top hat? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man?
Wear a tux? I know when the special time of the month comes around, my knob will be slobbed on. Greg is literally looking off like he hasn't had a blowjob in 200 years.
I told you before the podcast aired, I get sex with the change of the season. That is when my girlfriend says,
so if
the weather's changing.
If you're listening right now, maybe behind schedule and the leaves are turning,
yes.
Greg is coming.
My girlfriend gets very intimate with Daddy. She likes to roll her fingers, unzip my pants, and she jerks my balls, which not a lot of people do.
Wait, really?
Yeah, this will get you to come the best. You pull on your balls as if you want them removed. You never had that?
What do we call that? It's called the
weightlifter.
The Caitlyn Jenner move. Just pull them right off. Really? That feels good to you?
Have you never had that? Oh, you gotta, what you do is you have her grab both your balls, and as she's pulling them down,
is that the gentleman way that he wants to hear?
And you masturbate the balls. You'll come the same way. You'll come the same way. You pull them down until you come.
Aren't you the same guy that just said he wants to have sex with two steaks put together?
I don't want to, but I do.
Oh.
Now,
last night in particular, I was having a tough time reaching completion as I had beaten off earlier in the day. I eventually told her. I had came. She would know that, and she seemed skeptical, but moved on from it. So I have some questions for you, a wise one. How long is too long for a blowjob? Should I beat off less when I know I'm going to get my dick sucked? And why do people enjoy getting their dick deep throated? Would rather not feel like my boner is being crushed? Thanks, J Train, and other comedian friends, a loyal listener. What do you guys think of this?
Let me weigh in here, first of all. You fucking maniac. You tried to say you came when your dick was in her mouth and you didn't come. That's the craziest move I came.
That's a level of ego I can't understand. I came. No, you didn't. If you believe it, it happened. It's like when George Costanza says, if you believe the lie, it is not a lie.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes a blowjob goes on too long. You know you're not going to come. There's no harm.
Yeah, you do like a pull.
Yeah,
you're like the coach in baseball. You're
pull
like,
her up,
get
give
the righty
her a kiss.
Out of here.
You don't have to. There's no. This guy, I think he's putting too much pressure on all these schedules and tracking
schedules.
The period, all this shit. Buddy, relax. It's fun. Okay,
have fun with it.
Have fun with it. If you're not going to come, then stop.
Especially in a relationship, you should be whacking off a lot less as you're in the relationship.
Save up.
We can't see your facial reactions, Greg.
Shock
in a podcast.
Shock.
You whack off more in a relationship?
Yeah, because, understand this. I am a sexual person.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I am a sexual man.
Yeah.
And let me just answer his question first, which is you don't need to come. Everyone wants to come. No, life is not about coming. Life is always about being ready to come. It's... I don't, sexual man, I don't enjoy coming.
No, you enjoy the chase to come.
I enjoy always being rock hard on that level. I am a man who loves feelings. Okay, you jerk me, and then I say, let's go shopping. And then we go shopping, and I've got a raging boner. And then we come back, it's lower, and I say, jerk it more,
Get turned into a weird scientist.
I'm a sexual man.
What do you think, Anthony? How do you feel about this this question?
What was the question again?
What's the etiquette with a girlfriend on a blowjob?
What is the etiquette?
Yeah.
What? Get down there. Get down there, baby.
That's the etiquette.
Yeah. Here's get down what, there. I here's, put on Gettysburg.
Here's what
until the movie ends. That's when you win.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship, you got to be whacking off less. You got to be an expecting blowjob even less than that. You know, you can't expect it. You got to be going downtown on her in those period moments so that you can get
that's
it
the thing.
Period
let
moments.
let me address his other issue. It's like, what are you talking about? You're only getting your dick sucked during period time? Like, you gotta be mixing it up all the
time.
You
gotta be all the time.
What are you doing? First of all, grow up, fuck someone on their period. It's fine. Yeah, there's like fun. One day when you shouldn't
do
it.
You guys do period sex?
I only do period sex.
Only. Exclusively. If you're not on the rag, I ain't getting hard. That's the story. Yeah.
I prefer blowjobs with bloody canker sores.
That is blood not, is blood.
That is not endorsed by the J Train Podcast. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I told you it's going to be off the rails, okay? JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with the Rad Dudecast, at Rad Dudecast on Twitter. They have the Rad Dudecast.
The Rad Dudecast.
At the Rad Dudecast.
Because you'll get some whole other job.
It's a whole other podcast.
Yeah. And let me tell you, they are good.
Best friend's sister. What up, JBusPodcast@yahoo.com. Don't listen to that. Your podcast gets me through my boring post-grad bullshit sales job and has given me some great advice to even get my own nuts feathered. Not literally. I found myself in a serious situation.
Not literally.
About a month ago, I ran into a girl I knew from high school at a local hangout. Same party, different car. Mm. So they know each other from high school, but they weren't best friends in high school.
Sure.
I had a major crush on her in high school. Solid 8-9-8. The whole night, we were flirting back and forth and doing that touchy gay stuff that happens after one too many Red Bull vodka sodas.
Sure.
Okay. Even though my strong medium was thinking for me, like every night, she is a very respectable girl, so I didn't try anything. Problem is, she's one of my best friends. Sisters.
Oh boy, you're in trouble.
Classic gay stuff where you get drunk and start feeling up a girl.
Classic gay. Me and him went to different colleges, so we don't really get together too much anymore, but when I do see him, it's just like before and we have a bomb ass time. Me and her exchange numbers, but I haven't done anything with it. I even took your advice and jacked off and then tried to make a decision, but still don't know how to approach her and not piss him off. I know if I started hanging out with her, he will be around and will just get weird between us. He has always been protective over her since she is only 1 year younger and smoking hot. I could seriously see a future with her, not marriage, you homo, but definitely dating her. He has a weird understanding of what gay is. How do I go about this without pissing him off but still letting her know how I feel?
Okay, the trick is
let's hear Greg's space town advice.
As a sexual man, I've been in this situation many times.
Have you ever hooked up with a guy's sister that you know the guy?
Actually, I know what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
You don't want me to, because I talk slower. I'm being more passionate.
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to corner him, put your hand against the wall, and say, I'm a sexual man. And I want things the body wants. And tonight, it's your sister.
Things the body wants might be the creepiest thing. That's the creepiest t-shirt that could ever... I want things the body wants. Now, walk into McDonald's and before you order.
No, those are good.
Say that.
Good.
I want things the body wants.
Good wedding vows.
Yes, my passion for you is high, but I'll take your sister.
No.
But you, yes.
Can I translate?
Brendan, you play the sister.
Well, here's the thing. A purely sexual being. I'm going to translate what Greg says, because he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That your only option is to talk to the friend. Otherwise, back the fuck up.
Friend
off.
First.
You got
to.
Yeah. Otherwise, find a different girl. It's your friend's little sister. That's how it goes, man. She's not for you. But you could talk to him, like Greg said. You don't have
corner
to corner
him.
You could just say, hey, man, I like your sister. Is that cool?
I can't deny my body.
Anthony, you have anything to say about
this? Yeah, that's pretty good. What Greg said is right on all accounts. I would also say you'd go, look, because it is your sister, I'm going to do you first.
So rules are rules.
You know what she's getting.
Got to go through it.
And if you don't like it, then I'll slow down. But you know what she's getting.
You want to go through the bowl to get to the princess.
You want
to
be a...
I hear that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new t-shirt. Go through the bowl to get the princess. Yeah. We're talking about his ass.
You want
to
be
that shirt. Yeah, that's a shirt. No, I agree with all of you guys. You got to go... Here, it's twofold. He's got to go to the brother, and he's got to say, listen, you and your sister and I have exchange numbers. I just want to make sure it's cool with you. I'm going to ask her out on a date.
Yes.
And then you have to ask her out on a date. You can't play the fuck dude thing. You know, like, you can't play the late night text game with her and expect it to just have no consequences. Now it has even more consequences. The more friends attached to the girl that you try to do just the hookup thing with, the more friends you risk to lose. You're risking. So what you have to do is you
this
have
is real
to
advice.
This is real. Yeah, this is, but
this
no,
is how they all go.
Your advice is correct. You gotta saunter up to the brother,
put your hand on him, and say,
"Hey, deny
this?
Well, you have
we've
to
been
do,
friends for years.
But you
what
have
are
to,
you doing, pal?
You have to do what Greg is saying.
I'm going there.
Where?
I'm going to your place. Your place of majesty.
My place of majesty?
Yes. Do you like this? How does this feel?
I don't know yet.
This is what I want for your little sister, Clarice.
Well, as you know, in order to get to the princess, you must get through the bull.
Exactly.
I want to put the whole bull in my mouth.
What you got?
Hainsborough?
Hold on. Before we go into horrible voices that everyone hates... I'll just say this. You have to do what Greg's saying. You have to massage him, but with your words, and then you'll get to the princess. So you toe to him. You say, listen, dude, hey, I'm into your sister. We've exchanged numbers. Mm-hmm. We hung out the other night.
That's what Greg said.
I'm looking to go on a date. It's what Greg is doing, but with words.
Yeah.
You know, money. Bribery.
Throw money at her.
Yeah.
And him.
Well, that's part of the advice, too. You have to actually invest in going out with this girl. I know you said you don't want to do gay shit like get married with her. But you have to put in an actual effort to show the brother that you're just not in this with your dick hanging out.
With all this cash, get me in that ass?
That was very close to rhyming. That was so close. Was you were one letter away. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Wedding question. Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. I'm married.
You guys are big on weddings, right?
Yeah, we love them. We've got our own magazine.
Dear JTrain56 on all platforms. Longtime listener, first time Nutfeather. I'm a rising senior at a Big Ten university, and I have a wedding to go to next month. I know the bride and three of the bridesmaids from college.
I'll tell you, he's a rising
senior. But right
now. I'll tell you about a rising senior. My grandma's boyfriend when he gets a big old boom dome.
Oh.
That's in the wedding mag.
I know that's in the wedding magazine. I know the bride and three of the bridesmaids from college, but right now I don't know anyone else going. This is my first wedding as an adult, and I'm all for raiding the open bar and mixing up with the dance floor, but I'm not sure what's the best plan of attack. I don't want to get stuck at a dinner table with someone's weird relatives, and I can't spend all my time with the girls in the wedding party because they'll have more important stuff to do. So what's the move? I'd appreciate some advice. What do you think? Only knows that people in the bride's party.
Here's the thing, man.
He's not going to be sat. He's not going to be sat with.
No, you're not going to be sat. Relatives. First of all, you're going to be sat with people they think you're going to socialize well with.
Exactly.
Second of all, sometimes I do the J Train podcast, I oftentimes enjoy it, but then there's always one or two questions where I'm like, you guys are planning your lives too much. Like for this thing, it's just going to be fun.
Go
just
in.
Fucking go, man.
Go
just
in.
Go.
No, no. Smile on your face.
Have a plan.
Also, the only plan, you're right. The only plan is smile on your face.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
And you're there to meet everybody.
Yeah, meet everybody.
Hey, where are you from? What do you do? Where are you from? Yeah.
And you bring a gift.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? And wear a tie.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. Wear a tie, bring a gift.
How did Greg go from I want to have sex with dead people to actual real advice?
Yeah, because sometimes tie. I don't know if I should I don't know if I should wear jeans.
Jeans to a wedding?
I don't know.
The
morning zoo in Buffalo Brains Hill.
I'll give you a
Buffalo
tip.
Buffalo Bills Brains.
I'll give you a real tip that I wish someone would have told me.
Fucked up.
Okay? First of all, how are you fucked?
On good times.
Yeah, you haven't on good times.
The hors d'oeuvres, guys. If there's going to be a cocktail hour usually before after the reception, or excuse me, after the ceremony before the reception, there's like a cocktail hour with hors d'oeuvres. This is something I wish I would have known. Those guys, they don't care. They've seen it all, so you can just take as many as you want from one guy. I used to think
you gotta station
I used
yourself.
To think I gotta circulate. I can't. That guy saw me take one.
No.
He doesn't give a shit. He works for a catering company.
That's my classic move. Whenever an hors d'oeuvre guy comes by, I make eye contact and I go, haven't had this one when I've already had six.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we're boys. Yeah, now, right. Now he knows the trash can. He can get rid of his extras.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Make I'm the dumpster. Establish yourself as the dumpster.
You'd be the dumpster. Also, all these bridesmaids, some of them might have boyfriends. They're in the same position as you. Sidle up to them. Get involved with those dudes because those guys you can party with at the cocktail hour when maybe they're doing pictures.
Yeah.
You can sit with them during the ceremony. But also, smile on your face. Everyone's on the same position. Yeah. Everyone wants to be there and have fun. And you go introduce yourself to people.
Of course.
That's the only move. And say, oh, I know the bride from this. I go to this Big Ten school.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I'll take a piece of salami and put it in my wallet, eat it in the bathroom later.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Because you want to save it. Take the whole tray, goose the waiter.
That's in. We got a whole article about wallet salami in the magazine.
In the magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
To wed in the bed. So weddings and beds.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting married between the sheets.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Too soon? Sup, Anne Frank?
Is it just that?
That's it. It's been listening since day one. Love this shit. Anyways, I'll cut to the chase. Here's my situation.
Yes.
I like how he says, I'll cut to the chase, and then he goes, here's my situation. You literally... I just finished my freshman year of college. I'm from a Boston suburb and going to college in New Hampshire. It was a good year. I'm a student athlete, had a lot of fun, but here's the catch. Throughout the year, I maintained a relationship with my girlfriend of 2 years back home who was a senior in high school. It was kind of gay. Everybody's gay in this. It was kind of gay, but I made it work. We were good together. Towards the end of the year, she decided to go to one of those shitty SEC schools. Fuck. Obviously, I knew this wasn't going to work out. A couple weeks ago, she expectedly broke up with me. We knew it was coming, but it still sucked, and I lost my summer-long pass to Pound Town. Fuck me, right?
Mm.
Well, anyways.
Is this what America is?
This is... Yep. Anyways, my buddy and his girlfriend are trying to set me up with one of their friends, a solid 788. She's cool, and I feel like we could have a good summer together. But here's my question. I'm missing my ex still, so would it help to just hang with the bros this summer, or should I follow through with the setup for my buddy and his girlfriend? Thanks for the help, J-Train. You're the tits. P.S. Come to a show in Boston this summer. That would be out of bounds. What do we think? I want to mention I'm going to be in Providence. This comes out on Friday. I'll be at the Comedy Connection in Providence Friday and Saturday night at 8. So if you want to come to that, check out my Twitter.
I've got a date to plug too. March 19th, I'll be at City Hall trying to get legislation passed.
No peace.
March 19th. Remember that date. Yeah. Perfect.
No peace.
What do we think?
What's the question here?
He wants to know if he should get set up by his friends after the breakup or hang with his bros.
Well, hold on a second, man. What are you talking about? Just get set up with your friends. They're not setting you up in a relationship. They're setting you up to meet someone. And you go meet them, and if you don't like them, then you hang with your bros. You're talking the whole summer.
Be nice to people. I understand. Don't treat people like meat.
Yeah.
Unless they're meat. Then take them downstairs.
What do you think? Have you ever been set up?
What's up?
Been set up?
Yeah, lots of times.
What do you think?
Great. Every time. It's been great.
I think
my mom set me up with her.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, with herself.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
So we went on a great date.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
It was weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I would do...
I think I'll tell you when you're done.
Why don't you go now?
I don't mean to do that.
I think whatever you're going to say, I have a feeling.
I got set up once. It was nice. It was an internet thing. I met this girl, and I went over her house, and we were like having a great time. We were eating cookies, and this guy came out with a microphone, and he was like, what are you doing here? You're a piece of shit. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, you're on TV.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. To catch a predator.
Well, it was to catch a me, and the show didn't take off, but...
Chris Matthews, to catch a predator.
What happened after that?
I went to jail. 15 years in the
I would say this. If you're going to go...
They don't treat my kind real well there.
look at Shell's taking a note. He goes, 2242, Greg said he fucked a kid.
I didn't say I fucked a kid. Yeah. She was a girl.
Greg got arrested. Old. Had cookies with the kid.
It was sexual predators for old women.
I can't
believe
you got through the cookies before Chris showed up.
Yeah, they were Stelladoras.
It's very specific. Very Italian. I would say this. I don't think it's right to get fixed up. Again, it's the same thing I was saying before. The more friend connections you have with a girl that you might not really be into, the more you have to lose that friend. So I think getting set up right after the breakup, you're not ready.
No.
The move to do is go hang with your bros, tell this dude to have this chick bring her friends, and include that girl in that group. So now it's less pressure. It's not like a, you know, a rose ceremony like on The Bachelorette. Now she's there amongst the group, and maybe you guys can hit it off in person, and it just happens naturally.
Yeah.
You don't want these, like, you know, these planned things. It's kind of like you're, just go into it. The more plans you have to get together, the more there's expected of you after those plans have been had.
Yeah.
Someone's sitting there thinking, well, oh, we set them up. Now we have investment in this, and if he fucks her over, we hate him. If she fucks him over, we hate her. Now, but what you do is you set up, you go to your bros, hang out, you invite this dude with his girlfriend who will bring this girl amongst others to this hangout. Mm. Now we're doing a group thing. Now they haven't set you up. Now we're getting masturbated.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I also say, you know, if you like someone, talk to them and be nice to them, and then follow that through.
That's it.
Not just use people as
Greg's
quite a turn from the Catch a Predator.
Because I'm a sexual man, but I have feelings. Yeah. It's not sexual predator if they're old. This was a new show that didn't take off. They did. See, what happened with the Chris Matthews one took off, the one I was doing, because I was meeting a bunch of 90-year-olds. And they were like, we're going to do the other angle, the other side of the coin. But it just wasn't as fun.
Can we do a thing where the three of us, we're going to, as the Rad Dude cast, we're going to write a letter into the podcast?
Yes,
okay?
I'd love
that. I'm going to start. What's up, Jew Bird? It's me, Bonzo. I've been talking to a solid 2-1-1, and I had a regular pass to Slam Town this summer. Take it over, Andy.
Yeah, but her dad's black.
Greg? This guy races quick.
But yeah, man. 2-1-1, man. She had 2 feet, one eye, and one dick. Love her. Gotta go.
Well, anyway, listen. Thoughts?
You can send in that email to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored
also
this week.
Me.
I can't believe anyone would sponsor this hot piece of garbage that we are mailing in right now, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
This is great. Listen,
are you having a good time? I hope so. I sent you a text.
A blast. Well, I turned my phone off during the podcast.
Okay.
Like a good guest. Jay shot me a text. I'm sitting across the table from you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Listen, we are sponsored by the Books. Listen, rule number one of Mandem. No matter what you do around the house, you're likely to screw it up.
Books flowers.
Yeah, I don't need to tell you that. Your wife told me. I don't get this ad.
The ad's weird. I heard it on
what?
The
Your wife told me? Why is Books hitting on my wife?
Look, Books is going to drop you.
What can I say? She talks. Anyway, I can help you smooth out pretty much anything. Just send flowers from thebooks.com. No woman in her right mind would turn away a peace offering of Books flowers. Books flowers are grown at eco-friendly farms on the side of a volcano. Seriously, a volcano. Blooms are larger, colors more vibrant. I gotta say, listen, I've said this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Here's why you get Books, okay? You're a kid in college or after college or pre-college. You need money.
Yeah.
To go and get with dudes and chicks.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the. So what you do is you send some Books to your mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, random, not Mother's Day. Yeah. It's off the charts day. And on your way, that next time you go home, mom's going to go, I love those flowers. And then slip you a hundy.
Hundo. Oh,
so then on your way out, you're like, oh my God, I got this mom money.
Yeah,
you take it to the bar, you buy a chick a shot, now you're in the game.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Let J Train get you fucked. And here's what you do. That's by going to Books.com because you're going to save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. They're like $40. There's no upcharges, no extra fees.
That's pretty
good. Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Books. So go to Books.com, Bouqs.com. That's Bouqs.com. Enter promo code JTrain. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code JTrain. And that gets you 20% off of their already cheap, amazing flowers. So go check it out. Get that to your mom. She'll slip you that 20, and now you're going to buy a shot for a chick, and that's how you get laid.
Question, are we sure it's not Bokes, as in bouquet, or they're pronouncing it Books?
You pronounce it bouquet?
Isn't that right?
Bouquet.
I say, how do I say it? Greg, I went to the store to buy a bouquet. I say bouquet. Bouquet.
Yeah.
Bouquet.
Like a bouquet.
You don't say bouquet.
Bouquet.
You just said bouquet.
Did
and
I?
You switched it.
I need to buy
to
a bouquet.
Bouquet.
What am I saying?
How do you say? How do
Did
you
I say saying bouquet? Bouquet?
Oh, that's wrong.
How do you say bukkake?
Bakayako.
Bakayako. We're also sponsored by Wix.com. Listen.
Oh, I love Wix.
Great business. Needs
can I read
a
this
stunning.
One?
Yeah, let's have you read it. Let's see how this goes.
I mean, do you have a lawyer?
Let's because lose our. Let's.
I'll read it. I will not change it.
Let's lose our sponsorship right now. Ready?
Great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place. This is a great idea.
It's a fantastic
idea. I don't know what
idea.
I'm saying. Just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create a stunning website today. It's easy and free. I actually use Wix, and
so
I love it.
So go to Wix.com. It's easy and free. I knew the exact spot in that read that you were going to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I knew the exact spot where the...
needs a stunning website.
I knew the spot where the structure of the sentences were going to get Greg, and you can hear it. I can show you right here.
And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself.
Yeah, this is good, too.
Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing.
This is a pretty good business plan.
This is a pretty good
one. This is because what they're... here, you try a read, but it's a great business plan.
I use it.
You use it?
I use it for my website.
Wix. Business need a stunning website.
Oh, what just accent is that?
Ah, in the with a Wix.com. You can do it all by yourself. Wix.com make it easy to look amazing online.
This is a thing.
This is
no matter what type of business you're
racist.
In a karate store.
It's not racist if it's a real.
Well, let me tell you why this has just infuriated me. Okay,
why?
We have done 100+ episodes of the of the Rad Dude Cast. Yep. Never once has he came through with a coherent voice.
That was pretty. That was very Japanese.
One fucking minute on the J Train podcast is the best voice I've ever heard him do.
Pretty good voice.
I've been working on.
Fantastic.
He knows this is a Japanese voice-friendly podcast.
I'll tell you, I watched a ping pong documentary last night.
Oh, I was thinking about watching that. Yeah. Is it good?
Top Spin, it's great.
My daughter, a player so well.
I don't know what we're allowed to laugh at.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email, we have a new segment on this podcast that we're going to do today.
All right.
People have been sending me their Bumble and Tinder profiles.
Oh, great.
And we're going to give them a makeover. See? I got a little...
That's great, man.
Wet your whistle. So let's do Getting with Sluts.
Jesus Christ.
I just read the emails, man. I don't know. What's up? Not ashamed to say, I found out about a week ago from a friend, been burning through the podcast, and it makes my data entry a little less awful. I've come across a problem where every girl I stuff is either a...
Is he murdering people?
Is either a slut or chain smokes, has tattoos. You don't find out until later. Not to say sluts are a bad thing, but for once, it'd be nice to be with a girl who I can showcase to my parents like a trophy to show them I have potential to bring them a bear-worthy grandkids.
Well, that's why you're not getting a good woman, you idiot, because you're saying you want to showcase them like a trophy to your parents.
You fucking maniac.
I don't know if it's my approach when I go out.
It's your approach!
Or if it's some form of a slut magnet. Either way, I need your input on how to pick out an upstanding girl with morals at a bar and not one that whips out a vibrator or sucks on a lollipop on the first night plow. Thanks and keep it up, brother.
How are people like this?
I can't believe I'm his brother.
Night. Yeah. With all my sweetness.
Well, I think the issue is what you're saying. It's him. Like, you know, you get what you deserve.
Yes.
You know, and if you put out into the ether, I'm looking to get fucked.
Sure.
The person who's going to do that is the person that, you know, might have a little, a couple of strings loose.
Also, a woman takes out a vibrator on the first night. She's an angel.
I'm happy about
that. What's your problem? She's a angel gift sent to you from heaven, you ungrateful...
Snaggletooth.
I had a conversation with my buddy about this once, and like thinking about like why comedians get with girls that like doesn't work out with. And I was talking about it, and he was like, "Well, listen, the person that you would want to like have something in common with, isn't out on a Tuesday night at 11:30.
Right, you have to go to their house.
Yes, what I'm saying.
Door to door.
That girl but the girl who's like I'm at a certain age.
Right.
You know, as you get older and you're looking for like people that you want to like settle down with.
Sure.
You're at a certain age where like those girls grow up faster than we do.
Those
girls
they're
at home with like doing a pregame and a dinner with a bunch of friends, and they're surrounded by a moat of other couples that are just introducing them to their other couple friends. So like, this trophy person isn't in the world that he is going out in. He's going out in shot Tinder world. Yeah. And listen, if someone's up for what he's saying, I'm not going to call that person a slut. I think they're just having fun doing what they want to do.
Well, so slut is good. A person wants to have sex.
I think the language mixes this up. But I'm saying if he's looking for someone who's going to be an upstanding showcase person, that's very tough to find in the circle of hell he's going to.
Yeah,
much easier to find in the post-dinner party crowd.
Oh, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You've got to go to a horse race.
But also if I could get real for a second.
Yeah, that
real.
Because some of the other guys that write in, we kind of make fun of them and they use funny wording.
Sure.
But with him, though, dude, you're being really rude to these women who they're fucking you. You made a decision to fuck them.
Yeah.
They made a decision to fuck you by calling them sluts, and like, it's really degrading, man. It's not cool.
Well, he's
like,
trying to joke. He's missing the joke. I think
is he though?
Well, you are what you eat.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know.
Don't tell me that, brother.
And why am I not a 3-year-old poodle?
Well, I just think, like, you know, if you're gonna put yourself in a position to if you're putting yourself out there as a guy who just wants to have sex, you're gonna get a girl who just wants to have sex. Right. So maybe it's not the type of girl that you're actually looking for. Maybe you're looking for a story that you're trying to tell your friends when that story isn't as fun to tell 10 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, and girls and guys are the same. You know, this goes for the other way. If a girl's saying, I'm hanging out with all these asshole dudes, maybe it's where you're looking.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe you're putting yourself out there in a way that isn't going to tie you up. That's why, you know, the people writing in before about the setups.
Yeah.
Setup is a great way to meet somebody because you're a referral.
Oh,
good.
That's how all jobs happen.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, Greg.
That's how I got to prison.
If Greg and his girlfriend were like, Jared, you got
to
meet.
A police officer referred my girl, me to prison.
If Greg was and his girlfriend were like, you got to meet my girlfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
They're doing that because they have a reason. There's one. They're like, oh, there's a reason we like her. There's a reason we like you. And it's for the same thing. And we're going to bring you two together.
Yes.
But again, you the added risk of I have to be good to Greg and his girlfriend for doing that.
Yes.
I have to be as good to the friend of his girlfriend as I would to my friends.
That's the extension of them.
So if you're dealing with assholes, it's because there's not. It's easy to be an asshole to someone you meet off the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's much harder to be a dickhead to someone that you have some sort of other connections with. So this is advice to guys or girls. If you want to meet someone that's better than the people you're meeting, you have to put some stakes on it. You know, you have to put
cook,
not actual steak that you eat.
Yeah, don't bring up steak.
Yeah.
He's already sexed up.
Greg's eyes just went from listening to me to looking off in the distance, thinking about fucking steaks.
Warm steaks feel good.
Oh, man.
The rich man's
what's your
pocket pussy.
What a roundtable discussion? What if I could?
Yes, get in there.
What are your go-to places to meet someone to have a relationship with?
I would say you gotta get introduced.
Only introduced.
I think relationship-wise,
like a debutante's ball.
Yes, I want to be at a cotillion. I want to be in my long flowy gown.
Yeah.
And I want to be presented.
Oh, great!
And now,
yes,
King Jytren.
Yeah.
The third.
Yeah.
And then I come down the stairs gracefully, and I look around at all the women I could be with, and I choose one.
Yes.
Like and then we dance in the middle of a huge gala.
Can I also throw this out? And this is 100% serious. Like, I don't know, man, if you're also treating women this way, your friends aren't going to want to refer you.
This is the other thing. Yes. Yeah. You have to be a referable candidate.
Yeah.
So if they see, so you have
if you
to
quit every job, I'm not going to be like, hey, hire my friend.
But this is someone who's looking for a girlfriend. I'm trying to take the email as seriously as I can with the language, but I'm saying if someone is looking for a girlfriend, it's a different play than going on your Tinder and swipe.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different play. And you have to, and if you play in shark infested waters, you got to expect to get bit.
Yes.
Okay? You got to expect to get bit.
And I also don't
herpes.
Think.
Yes.
Goddamn, got some more of that shark herpes.
Yeah.
I also don't think Tinder, Bumble, whatever swipers you're using, I don't think it's necessarily. out of the question to find a girlfriend there.
No, I'm not saying
not
it
at
is.
All. I think your odds, obviously, as you said, are better with a referral because you know that person who refers you has some idea of what you're like, what you're looking for, all that.
Everything I'm saying is like, you know, it's like when you tell someone to eat healthy,
right?
And they're like, "Well, can I have bread?" And it's like, "Yeah, well, you can have whole wheat, which is you can have oatmeal, or you can have whole wheat, and or you can have white bread. It goes down the line,
certainly,
you know." So that's kind of what I'm saying,
right? And I think you're right. But if you're looking. Really are looking for a relationship, a girlfriend, you know, that's sort of your responsibility to be. You can't just expect them to come to you and be like, "Well, I'm not getting these girls that are girlfriend." It's like, no, you have to search them out. You have to be more.
You have to be
discriminating.
Interested.
You have to be like, "This isn't girlfriend material. I'm out." Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really.
You have to be upfront about your sex with steaks habit.
Right.
You know, like you have to be.
habit.
Come on. A guy fucks a couple of steaks one time and he's a steak fucker.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Always great to have the Rad Dudecast here.
Oh, yeah.
At the Rad Dudecast on Twitter. They have a podcast that comes out whenever they feel like it.
Weekly
schedule. Weekly.
If I could give a little disclaimer to your listeners, because this is what happens this is what happened the last time we were on the podcast.
Yes. Sure.
And to a degree when the three of us are on individually,
but I like
mostly
to mix
when
it
it's
up.
All three. What happens is 80% of JTrain podcast listeners say, "What the fuck did I just listen to?" And then 20% come to our podcast and become our most diehard fans.
Yeah, there
urge.
It is.
We're really an acquired taste.
No, we're not.
We're the best podcast in the world. Everyone knows that. Well, this is a great one, too. But, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yes,
it is. It is for everyone.
It's for everyone. Get involved. So, guys, go listen to their podcast. We're going to come back with some Bumble. We're going to do two Bumble profiles to give a review.
Mm.
And then we're going to do hypotheticals, and then we're out. Mm. So, guys, get involved. We'll be back after the break.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Bat Sarah.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here with the Rad Dudecast. We're going to do some Bumble makeovers, some Tinder makeovers. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Desperate need of, this guy writes in, desperate need of help in a small town, South Dakota kid. I have limited options as it is, so I need to get the most bangs for my bio. Here's a copy and paste of my bio, and then he sends the picture. So I'll explain the pictures in order, because these are the order that girls are seeing them.
Uh-huh.
It's him with two other buddies, and they're in flower shirts, a lot of pink.
Great.
I'm guessing he's in the middle, but we don't
know. Background?
Trees in the background. They're holding red Solo cups. One of his friends is wearing glasses, like Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Great.
And looks like the king of douches.
Give us a rating in terms of, does it look fun? Like, is it a candid kind of fun?
It's them. It's the bros.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, second picture is him with his buddy. Now I'm figured out who it is. He's on the left, and his buddy is taking a selfie on the right. And they're at the beach shirtless.
Mm.
How's
their
body?
It's only only showing his shoulder. The buddy's body is like skinny good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he couldn't gain weight, it looks like.
Right.
And then they're both wearing sunglasses. His sunglasses are very, very specific. They're white with a really reflective looking. They're out there a little
bit. Okay, and our boy, how's his face? What are we talking?
His face
dude?
Is covered in the second, and you're not sure who it is in the first.
What are we talking about?
He's pretty
here?
Good looking. He's a good looking dude.
Okay. 7, 8, 9.
So now the third picture is another group shot, and it's a Snapchat that says road trip to K-State. He's only got 2/3 of his face in it. He's got more of his buddies' faces in these
great.
Pictures.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number 5 is him in a tux looking askew from the camera. He's not making eye contact with the camera.
Prom style?
It looks promish, and he's with his buddy, who we thought we had the king of douches before. This might be the overlord of douches.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing headphones and shades in the tux, looking off into the distance, too.
Great.
Okay.
So now we're 4 for 4 on group shots. Now there's a picture of him giving a PowerPoint with his tongue out alone. Oh, now you're positive of who he is, in a purple shirt with a suit. And then the last picture is a big group of them, and it just and they're all with writing on their chest that says "Hate State Go Yacht Something."
Okay.
So, and his bio, ready?
Yeah.
"I'm a math major in hopes of being an engineer. Work all day, train all evening, party all night. Pretty straightforward guy that knows how to have a good time in any situation. I enjoy longboarding, Bears football, 420, and then he has a little smoke emoji and Taco Bell.
Cool.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know what chick he's getting with this profile.
Okay, so starting with the bio. Read it. Okay.
Math major at blank college.
Yeah.
In hopes of being an engineer, work all day. See, you have to read these bios out loud.
Yeah. Okay, so here, real quick.
You're going to hear yourself making fun of yourself. Yeah. Work all day, train all... He didn't even say all night. He said all evening.
Tell me if
you became formal.
First of all,
I got his profile right here.
There's too many hours.
6.5 inches. Likes most Jews. Easy. The eyes.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, Jared. Tell me if you agree. I say cut the first two sentences. Go right to his interests?
Pretty
laid back guy. Start with pretty laid back guy.
Pretty straightforward guy that knows how to have a good time in any situation. See, doesn't that
sound
creepy?
No, fuck that.
You know how to make a pasta?
I enjoy longboarding, Bears football.
I know how to make a pasta. Yeah. I like a pasta.
So here's what you say. Say, I'm trying to work within his constraints.
Of course.
Where it's like, sure. You should say this. I'm a pretty laid back guy. I enjoy longboarding, blah, 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 those things you enjoy, and then just say, what do you think after that? You got to get rid of those first two
sentences. Here's what I would say. He's got five out of his six pictures.
Are
group photos. Should be an alone shot. The alone shot he's given us an option of is him PowerPoint with tongue out of his mouth.
But is it fun? Is it good looking? I haven't seen
it. It's a fine picture, but it also says everything that you would not want to say about yourself.
Okay.
No girl swiping that right, being like, oh, I want to get with a guy who's ready with his tongue out. So you got to find a picture of you alone looking half decent.
Yes.
Right.
The second picture should be you in the flowers shirt with your two buddies. Get rid of the beach photo because it looks like you guys are on your gay honeymoon. The road trip to K-State, keep that because it shows that you go and do stuff. Get rid of the guy who paints his chest. No girl wants to be with the guy who paints his chest. And then add in another alone shot and get rid of the tongue out look. And then here's your bio. The bio should be... See, I like a bio that's going to take you down to prop you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just put a bio that's, you know... down for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not what girls want to hear. What would you do for the
thing? Can I read my old bio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine, it always starts with, I am a sexual man. I wear robes.
Yeah.
I hang out on rooftops. I will taste all of your body. I want to know
body.
You inside and out.
Yeah.
We're going to write a book on the feelings you're going to taste. # dick sucking.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Sorry.
# dick sucking. The problem with his bio is it says too much about him.
Yeah, you got to
because you've given no. You got to lead people to ask questions.
I was even gonna say. I was even gonna say when you were talking about the pictures. It's like, look, man. Nobody ever really. It's not a huge bummer to have less than the required amount of pictures. So if you get that, if you only can find that one of yourself, then just do the one good-looking one of yourself, those two fun group shots, and that could be
that's it. That's
it. You know, you don't, it's better to have more, but
it's like Greg always says, just a taste.
Yeah, give him a taste.
Yeah, give him a taste.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
But
so,
then you don't want this situation, though, because I went on one internet day in my life, and let's step out of this for a second. Mm-hmm. True story. Girl came.
Look at when Greg wants to get not crazy, we go not crazy.
Yeah.
This is all on Greg's
terms.
Oh,
no. Well, go crazy.
He's the guest.
He's here. I like how you assume this is not going to go crazy.
Okay, one internet day. Go ahead.
No, and she walks in the door, literally looks at me and goes, ugh. And I went, so this is already over.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, we can eat. And
we can eat.
So, well, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to go on a job interview. And I left.
I think his bio should be, I'm a math major, but I don't look like it. And then in parentheses, not Asian.
Mm. No, that's kind of racist.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, that's math.
We write to edit.
I'm a math major. I would love to hang out. Do you want to do some fun things?
He should write, I'm a math major. I swear I'm not a nerd. And that's what you should write.
Exactly.
That's all you should write, yes. Because I swear I'm not a nerd. I like cool stuff like football. And it's like kind of making fun of yourself.
Does he like cool stuff like football?
Yeah, he says he likes football. So he's like, I swear, he should write, I'm a math nerd. I swear I'm not a, I'm a math major. I swear I'm not a nerd. And then in the last sentence, it should be in parentheses, it says, I'm a tough guy who likes football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then winky face.
What about if you just did this? Have you ever done this move? Where you, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Did I cut you off, Anthony?
I wasn't, no.
Where you just say, you ask somebody else, a guy on Tinder, you're like, how much are you getting? Are you getting a lot of dates? And then the guy goes, I am. Then you just copy and paste his whole profile. You know? And just put your pictures
just
in.
Just don't be yourself.
Can you talk to people on Tinder like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you could talk.
Oh, like
No. You couldn't just talk to a man. You'd have to match with him. Yeah. Oh, okay. You couldn't just message a guy.
So you go make your profile...
You make your profile
men.
A lady,
no,
you and then you go, look,
you
I'm really
it, I'm a
dude.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You getting banged a lot?
I just
bro?
Need to know.
Yeah, right. Wow. That's pretty good. A beautiful lady. Catherine.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more Tinder.
I don't know if this is a joke.
But can I drop an anecdote just to illustrate to your listeners how important this is? I got one good picture of myself that I liked this weekend, right? When I before I was in a relationship, I used to kill it because I was skinnier, I was younger, it was great, right? And this last time around since I broke up, it's been fine, but I've definitely but I've definitely noticed like a drop off, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got one good picture. Right? That's it.
Yes.
One fucking good picture of me where I look skinny and good and like look kind of cool. It's at a cool place. Yeah. The one picture and the whole goddamn game changed.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
The
this
whole
is,
thing
this
changed.
This is why the first one where you don't
it's
know
so
who it is.
Vital.
People make their decision in half a second.
Half a second.
So they're going to give you a half a second to be like, okay, I'm into this. And then they're going to look at the bio and everything. So,
yeah.
So everything has to back up the first one.
Yeah. That's it.
That's all it has to do.
I almost go so far as to say, man, your bio really, all that's doing is going to tip someone over the edge who's already interested. For the most part, your bio's not getting read.
This guy wrote it in. The profile currently reads, I didn't land any of them. And it's all pictures of him shirtless and jumping.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, I love this guy.
Fun. It's every picture is him.
Yeah, yeah. More pictures of you.
And then
is he on a skateboard or is he just trying to land regular jumps?
He's on a snowboard. He's on a longboard. He's on every type of board. And he writes, he goes, question was, is it lame that I don't have any shots of me with friends? Should a profile pic have a close up of my face? Should I refrain from advertising snowboarding when I live in Florida? I would like the profile to read something like, come watch me perform at Sandestin Luau on Tuesday nights at 7. I have a fire juggling act, but is it weird to invite chicks via profile? Go ahead, make fun of the pepperonis in the profile pic. No, I'm going to make fun of everything else. P.S. Would you rather have no bio and your profile pic was you candidly on the shitter, or your bio was written by a random ex? What would you guys want?
Oh, random ex. That's fun.
Random ex is
fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, also, they're not
what
gonna
was
read
the first
it,
question?
Would you rather only be able to piss as long as you had a boner, or only be able to shit within 5 minutes of sunrise or sunset?
Piss with a boner, because I'd get a urinal installed in my house.
Well, then what are you going to do during sex? You wouldn't even. You might be thinking you're coming when you're pissing.
I like
it. Feels
though.
Great. Yeah.
Now, can I? A couple things.
So,
a couple
his picture.
Input,
picture
yeah.
one is him jumping with a snowboard, shirtless. Picture two is
in
him
the
with
snow
the,
or like in his room.
No, it's in the snow. It's he is in the sky. There is no ground to be seen.
Oh, wow.
Picture two is fire him doing the fire dance shirtless. Picture three is him on a longboard doing a karate kick shirtless. Picture four is him doing, skimboarding.
How's his body?
Good body.
Of course.
Okay.
Good body.
Here's what I do.
Picture four is him on the beach with the sunset in the background, and he's on one arm while his feet are in the air shirtless. Picture five is in mid-flip shirtless. That's picture six. So...
Okay,
and then his bio is, meet me at the water's edge for an adventure.
I kind of like that.
This is too much.
You're doing overkill with these shirts. First
guy
of all,
drives an Xterra, no doubt.
You need to pick two of those. You need to pick two of those shirtless action
and they
got to
go second. They don't go. They can't be your opening shot.
You need two of those, and then you follow that up. No, you put those two at the end. You get one... a little bit more normal of yourself. Shirt can be off, but a little more normal.
No, shirt on, because then you already got two shirtless ones.
And then get a buddy pick as
group
number two. Because right now it looks like you don't have any friends.
And it does look like you're hiding your face. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Everything is in what you're not saying. So it does look like you're hiding your face. It does look like you're trying to show off. If you were at the beach and you went up to a group of girls and did a backflip in front of them, the worst type of girl is coming after you.
Yeah.
So I just say, certainly. if you went up to them and said, hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so. That's a more honest, more likely introduction to get you with one of those girls. So
right.
You got to have two pictures, one alone shot, shirt with shirt on, second picture with your friends, and then keep two of the fire ones or whatever you're doing here.
Yeah.
I'd take out the sunset one because that's like so much I can't even deal with it. And then your bio should be, I like his bio that he gave. I swear I didn't land any of them.
Yeah, and yeah, don't do the I don't know if you're serious or not, but do not do the come watch me perform my fire dance routine.
All of us have had girls meet us at shows, and it's always gone badly.
Great. It always goes great for me. Yeah. Really?
You watched it happen.
What?
To me. Remember the girl came to the show?
Oh, yeah.
And she yelled out at me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met this chick at a show at something like a while back, and then I was like, come to the show. I was like a little bit drunk already, and it was in like this upstairs space, and it wasn't even at a club. It was just this random one-off thing, and then she's in the crowd, and I got heckled right away by some girl who was hammered, and then the second person to heckle was the girl that I had brought, and I literally said to the whole crowd, I was like, this is why you don't bring a girl you try to fuck to a show.
Well, I learned a fucking lesson, man. I was on the road, and I was chatting with a girl on Bumble. I gave her probably a little too much information as to what I was doing in town, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a set, first show Saturday. I go back into the green room. I open Bumble. I see, hey, guess what? And I go, oh, fuck, what? And she goes, I just watched you do comedy.
Oh, no.
She came to the show without asking.
Cool.
Did you do well, though?
Yeah, I did great, but it was like, whoa. I didn't invite you on a date. You know what I mean?
Like that. I kind of like that she didn't let you know beforehand. Did she say you were funny?
No. It ended up good.
Yeah, but, so what are you talking about? That's
because,
great.
No, because it taught me that, like, yes, that instance was good, but it's like, well, wait a second. I can't be telling people where I am all the time because it could be the wrong person could show up.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
No, just a girl I don't want to come.
Oh.
Especially if he's playing the field with a few different girls.
Yes, that's
the worst case scenario.
Most of my crowd are people just trying to fuck me.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. If you want your Bumble or Tinder profile gone over and dissected, please send it in to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one hypothetical, then we're out.
This isn't live, is it? Are people getting this right now?
No.
Yeah.
Friday. Comes out Friday.
No, sometimes they do like a live stream as well.
We didn't do a live stream.
Well, that's fine.
Is it okay with you?
Well, I don't care. I might be dead by Thursday. That's what I usually do in my Twitter. I say, I'm fat. I'm going to die. Limited time offer. Try to fuck me. I'm probably going to be dead.
Congrats. So here's
heart disease coming.
Sup, Chibru.
Also, suicidal tendencies. Not the band. My brain is warped.
Don't say that because they had to take it. The only episode ever of J Train podcast that was taken down was because I told a kid to kill himself.
We cut a
I'm talking about me killing myself. Which I'll probably do because God isn't in control of me. I tell you when I go.
That's Greg Stone, everybody. We do not endorse anything he says on this podcast. But, you know, God doesn't control him. So that's... Let's do one hypothetical.
Don't tempt God.
Sup, Shebrew. Congrats on getting verified. I guess it pays to have your people control the media.
I like
strong start.
This guy is guy after my heart.
First off, to the sweaty park ranger, invest in a good talc. Gold Bond doesn't smell that good. But if you go online, you can get something much better and always smell like you just left the barbershop. On to the question, would you rather you or your girlfriend be on the receiving end of a bukkake? For those of us not tied down, let's assume it's a girl we've been dating for a year and things are going pretty well. You won't have to touch any of the guys, but whoever doesn't take the loads on their face must watch the other one person take them. Your girlfriend will be made aware that you made your decision without consulting her. So what say you, J-Train, Mansamp, and the Rad Dude Cast? Do you gallantly take the loads to spare your girlfriend or potentially risk the relationship to avoid getting glazed like a donut?
Does my girlfriend not want to take the loads?
Right.
We're assuming.
She's like into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I don't care.
You're doing this for her.
If Tina's like, no fucking way I'm not doing that, you come on my face. I don't give a fuck. Come is come.
Can
it's
I
just
ask
liquids.
A question? Yeah. Could it get him?
Just
is,
liquids.
Is any going to get in
That's
my mouth?
That's your t-shirt, Greg. Just liquids.
Some solids. Is it going to get in my mouth at all?
As much as any, like a super soaker.
Like, if I close my mouth and my eyes, I could...
You keep them closed? They're going to have a towel.
It's going to get in your mouth, Brendan.
Could I plug my nose?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
All right, I'll take it.
Take it for your girl?
Yeah.
This is like, I feel like this would be...
I'll take it for $50. Okay. It means anything to me.
So anybody that's listening, if this is something...
I'm a sexual man.
Yeah, you are a sexual man. If we've learned one thing about Greg, it's he's a sexual man. That's yeah.
No, but for real, it always bothers me how weird people are about, like, it's that thing of, like this would make you gay. It's a big stance. It's like, none of that shit is gay. Nothing is anything. If you're not attracted to men, then you don't have to worry about being gay. So who gives a shit about anything else?
So you're taking the loads.
I'll do anything for anything.
But my thing is not, I'm not, it doesn't, I'm not,
for real, but,
I'm not homophobically against it. No. It's gross to me.
But what about marinara sauce? Can I do it with marinara sauce?
Yeah.
I love
because marinara sauce is delicious.
Because he can literally
have little microscopic fish swimming in it that become people.
You like, don't know that about marinara sauce.
You don't know what I'm cooking with.
Yeah.
It's true.
Marinara sauce. Yeah, yeah.
We'll do one more hypothetical. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Wait, Anthony's got to weigh in.
Oh, Anthony, were you taking the loads? I'm taking the loads.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. I feel the same way Greg does. I don't care.
Okay.
Day in the park.
Hypothetical. Would you go uncircumcised if it meant adding an extra inch onto the strong medium?
I would go uncircumcised if someone just offered it me right now, just for a difference. Yeah, of course, for an extra inch of dick size.
Yeah, sure. I'm taking it.
Sure.
No. I'm hurting too many women with my size already.
Already, so, you're too big for the vagina already.
I would like to do a decrease, but I haven't found the right Filipino doctor.
Got to go illegal on this one.
Yeah.
Now the health issues, man. Smegma, I don't want that.
You clean it
Smegma's
out.
Smegma's fun. You rolling into a ball, throwing
at somebody.
Am I uncircumcised? I'm Jewish. How would I?
I don't understand. Is that a thing? Because I'm Catholic. Yeah. I'm circumcised.
Well, it's an American thing.
Yeah, it's an American thing.
Because of like cleanliness, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I thought
because they like a nice mushroom tip.
Yeah. But I just wear
it. It's also a Jewish thing.
Some cultures believe the smegma has power to it. Like old Native American cultures would eat the smegma as like a means of getting closer to the cloud gods.
Come on, that's insane. Really?
Probably. Has it been proven wrong?
Ever talk to one of them? They're all named Feather something.
That's crazy racist. I love you. This guy's crazy.
This guy's...
You're getting shot with an arrow tonight.
Well, that's our show. Guys, thank you for coming on. Off the rails, per usual. A few OKPs. Greg Stone, @GregStone_ hashtag whatever.
And Greg F. Stone on Snapchat.
Greg F. Stone. Brendan Ayer, @AirBud on Twitter.
AirBud, EYRE, and Mr. Radical on Snapchat.
And @AnthonyDeVito.
@AnthonyDeVito _ on Twitter. And then Why the Towers Fall So Fast on Snapchat.com.
I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be here on Tuesday with another episode.
The towers fell too fast.
It's insane.
And if only they fell slower.
That's your fucking thing.
Boom, we're out.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!